Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local minister here at the Harrisburg Church of Christ, and I want to take this time to thank you for listening to our broadcast this morning and hope you'll tune in each Sunday morning at this time as we will endeavor to give you a message of truth. We also have a very extensive website, churchofchrist@harrisburg.com. Please give it a look. All these radio programs are there in MP3 files that you can look at, plus Bible videos on various subjects and a host of other Bible-related material. Please give it a look. At the end of this broadcast, you'll be given the regular meeting times of our worship periods and Bible study periods at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. We cordially invite you to any or all of these services. You will always be warmly received. Our desire is to show you a need for God in your life and to have a relationship with His Son, Jesus Christ, who died for your sin. For the past few weeks, we have been examining the subject of the deity and humanity of Christ. We used two lessons to discuss the fulfillment of prophecy. Did He prove His case by the prophecies that He fulfilled? In closing, we will look at the fulfillment of all of these, but do you believe that these are all just pure chance that one man could fulfill them to the letter? I'm told in the scriptures there are 888 prophecies in the Bible. 333 of them center around the person, the plans, and the life of Christ. Did He fulfill them? Every one of them. All 333 were fulfilled by the Lord. Coincidence? Don't think so. No, this is overwhelming proof of His deity. All these fulfillments speak volumes of the truth that He was the Messiah, the Son of God, deity, eternal, and with God from the beginning. End of story. But that's not the only proof. Next, we want to examine His claims. While on earth, Jesus made many claims that He was the Son of God, that He came from heaven. Note, the evidence for the claims of Jesus make His claims compelling. A lack of evidence by all others who make this claim render their claims ridiculous and ludicrous. Many today place Moses, Jesus, Buddha, and Muhammad together, saying that the universal spirit spoke through each of them. Yet only Jesus made claims of divinity. Many would claim that Jesus was a good man. Some would even say He was a prophet, but not many would believe that He was God. Yet if His claims were false, He is neither a good man, He is never not a righteous man, He is not a prophet, He's a fraud, and He's a liar. But His claims were very direct. They were very direct and very plain to understand. Let's look at some of them. We're going to spend a couple of weeks examining the claims that He made. We can't look at all of them, but we can look at some of them. I'm going to begin in Matthew chapter 16, verse 16 and 17. In Matthew 16, verse 16, He asked the disciples, Simon Peter answered and said, You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus answered and said to him, Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. What did the Father in heaven reveal to him? That Jesus was the Son of God. That's a personal claim. In John chapter 20, in John chapter 20, verse 28 and 29. Verse 28 and 29. And Thomas answered and said to him, My Lord and my God. Jesus said to him, Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. But blessed are those who have not seen, yet believe. My Lord and my God. Because he saw the scars in his hands, the nail prints in his hands, and the hole in his side. He was believing. But we saw none of that. We weren't eyewitnesses to it, but we believe it just like they did, and it proved that he was the Son of God because he overcame death. in John chapter 5, in John chapter 5, in verse number 17, verse 17 and verse 18. Here's what Jesus said. But Jesus answered them, My Father has been working until now, and I have been working. Therefore the Jews sought all the more to kill him, because he not only broke the Sabbath, but he also said God was his Father, making himself equal to God. Well, that would be a blasphemous statement if it were not true. But it was true. It wasn't blasphemy. They shouldn't have stoned him, because all he did is state the truth. In John 8, verse 53, in John 8, in a conversation that he had with the Pharisees, are you greater than our father Abraham, who is dead, and you and the prophets are dead? Who do you make yourself out to be? Jesus answered them, If I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father who honors me, of whom you say that he is your God. Yet you have not known him, but I know him. And if I say I do not know him, I shall be a liar like you, but I do know him and keep his word. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it, and he was glad. Then the Jews said to him, You're not yet 50 years old. Have you seen Abraham? Jesus said to them, Most assuredly I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. And they took up stones to stone him again. Why? Because he was claiming to be deity, because he claimed to be God's son. In John 10, verse 30, he said, I and the Father are one. One what? They're one in the same class. They're both God. They're both deity. It was blasphemy to exalt a mere man to the state of deity. We read that back in the Old Testament in Exodus 20, verse 3. The prophets were called gods in a limited sense. They stood in the place of God when they spoke the word of God by divine inspiration, according to 2 Peter 1, verse 20 and 21. The works of Jesus proved that he was more than a mere man. He was greater than all the prophets. He came from the Father in heaven. He did the works of the Father as to state of deity or Godhead. He was one with the Father. The Jews had learned that there was one true God of the Old Testament, and that included the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Many still don't understand this today. Is this blasphemy? Is this a departure from the truth? Far be it. No, it's not. He claimed to come from God in John 3, verse 13, in John 6, verse 33 through 35. He claimed to have known God in John 10, in verse 15, John 17, in verse 25. He claimed to have seen God. Let's read in John 6, verse 46. John 6, verse 46. Not that anyone has seen the Father except he who is from God, he has seen the Father. He had claimed to see the Father. How could he have seen the Father? He could have seen him if he was in heaven with him, and that would make him God's son. And so he had seen God. He came to reveal God. In John chapter 14, in a private conversation with his disciples, prior to his arrest, betrayal, and his eventual mockery of trials and crucifixion, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh to the Father except through me. John 14, 6. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. And from now on, you know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it is sufficient for us. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you so long that you have not known me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. So how can you say, show us the Father? What did he mean? When you have seen me, you have seen the Father. He was equal to God because he was deity. When they saw him, they saw the closest that they would ever come to actually seeing God. They saw God in the flesh, not the Father, but the Son, because he was deity. He was equal to God. He made that claim in John 5, 17, 18. He made that claim in John 5, 23, 24. chapter 9, verse 38, and chapter 20, and verse 28. He claimed to do the works of the Father in John chapter 4, in verse number 34. He said, Jesus said to him, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. If he was doing the will of his Father and doing his work, then he was sent from the Father. He was sent from heaven. Therefore, he is God. And so he did the works of the Father. He gives life, according to John 5, verse 21, to whoever he deems it. He judges. All judgment has been given to him. John 5, verse 22. Acts 17, verse 31, teaches that same truth. The same word that he gave us, that word will judge us in the last day. It is the standard of judgment. John 12, verse 48. In John 8, verse 58, he has all the attributes of God. In John 8, verse 58, he is eternal. He's omnipotent. John 11, verse 11, all-powerful. He is omnipresent in John 14, in John 6, verse 16 through 18, verse 28. He is omnipresent in John 4, verse 16, and in verse 29. Jesus claimed to be the Messiah in John 4, verse 25 and 26, to the Samaritan woman at the well. He acknowledged himself to be a king in John 6 and verse 15, although not an earthly king, as he told Pilate in Acts 18, verse 36 through 37. And he claimed to be the prophet that was spoken by Moses. Let's read that. That's in John 12, verse 48 through 50. John chapter 12, verse 48 through 50. He who rejects me, does not receive my words, has one that will judge him. The word that I have spoken, the same will judge him in the last day. For I have not spoken on my own authority, but the Father who sent me gave me a command what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that his command is everlasting life. Therefore, whatever I speak, just as the Father has told me, so I speak. And so he is the prophet that was sent by God to reveal the mind of God and to be his spokesperson. And so all of these references reference his relationship with God before he came to earth. He prayed to his Father. He came to do his Father's will. He came to do the work that his Father had sent him. Before he goes back to heaven in John 17, in the prayer in the garden, he said, I have finished the work that you gave me to do. Who get what work? And who gave him that work? That work was given by the Father. Now understand this in closing this morning. Claims are just claims unless they can be confirmed, unless they can be validated and proven. Jesus proved them and validated them all during his life upon earth. And that's why the Jews hated him. That's why they couldn't charge him with sin. If he was sinless, then he didn't lie. And when he claimed to come from God and to do God's will and to do his work and that the Father had sent him, he would be sinning if that was a lie. But it wasn't a lie. It was the truth. His claims were factual. They were true. Because you know why? He came from God because he is God. He is deity. He proved it by the prophecies. And he proved it by his claims. And we will look at some more, Lord willing, next time that we come together. Please tune in.